Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. That's part of the moving of the Spirit, and actually that's another way of saying word of wisdom. Not book of wisdom, not page of wisdom, not paragraph of wisdom, not even sentence of wisdom. What? A word, and you'll have a glimpse. Verse 14, get this. What did Jesus say the Holy Spirit was going to do? He shall glorify me. He'll receive of mine and will show it to you. This is a biggie now. Verse 14, what's the Holy Ghost going to do when He comes? He shall glorify me. Who's talking? Jesus. He's going to glorify me. He has come. So what does He do? When He moves, what's He going to be doing? Glorifying Jesus. Glorifying Jesus. Not flesh. Not you. Not me. Not Faith Life Church. Right? So, you know, let me help you. You know, sometimes I know people mean well. They just don't know what to say. But we all these testimonies. You don't know it, but there's a lot of stuff we leave out. Because they, you know, how wonderful Faith Life Church is and how wonderful we are and this and that. Well, no, if something happened, it was the Word. Right. It was the Spirit of God. Amen. It was the Lord. Right? Yes. And so let's, you know, visitors might not know and people that are just watching and joining us for the first time, but you need to know how to talk. Yes. Right? Yes. You don't make a big deal out of me and Phyllis. No. You don't go on and on about us. We are gifts to you. From Him. If you're happy about it, tell Him. He's the one that gave us to you. We had no clue and no idea about Branson or coming here or seeing you. It was His idea. Now we're happy about it now. And we like you. But it was His idea. We are gifts from Him to you. And this church is a gift to you and to this community and to the world. Right? People are being ministered to on the other side of the planet tonight. And so anything and everything good that happens, it was His idea. And He's the one that initiated it. And if He hadn't sustained it and He hadn't brought the money in, then none of this would be here. He gets the glory. The Spirit of God moved and manifested so that Jesus would be seen. The Word would be shown and manifested and He would be glorified. And the more interested you and I get in this, and the more we forget about ourselves, the more of the move of the Spirit we're going to see and we're going to have. But, you know, the Spirit of God began to move and do some more powerful things and more powerful things and even some spectacular things and some signs. But the moment you and I start talking about us, we'll hurt it. Mm-mm. No. It's by the grace of God. It's not trying to be humble. That's reality. Right? So we don't talk about you. You don't talk about me. We don't make a big deal out of me. I don't make a big deal out of you. We come in here and we glorify Him. We glorify Him. We magnify Him. And the more we do, the Spirit of God will move. And you can do it in your house. I know Brother Hagin used to tell this, and boy, it stuck in me. The first time I ever heard him as a younger man say it. He said there was a fella that was a contemporary with he and some of the other young ministers that they all knew and fellowship with. He said this young man had an anointing on him as an evangelist. And he said it was so outstanding. He said They'd been in huge conventions before where somebody had already got up and given an altar call and went on and on and on. And they called this young man up and said, he'd get up, and in just a few minutes, every sinner, every backslider in the place would get out of their seats and come to the altar. And I mean, just like that. He said, every time they were somewhere, didn't make how small, how big, it was the anointing would come. And people would be convicted, and they'd just get up and go. And that had happened so many times until when they'd get to these big conventions, everybody just call on him when it came altar time for the altar call. And that's right. We need to observe and respect anointings on people. Right? And if somebody's got a stronger anointing than us in that area, defer to them. None of us have it all. And he said one night there'd been this tremendous altar call, and they'd called on this young man. He got up after somebody had already done an altar call. They called on him. He got up and did something else. And man, just hundreds of people just came down and filled up the altar. And some of the young men were coming to him talking about how wonderful it was and how great he did and how great he was and all this. And said he looked over and took this one young man by the tie. He said, well, I tell you what. When I can't get them, nobody can. Brother Hagin said, the Spirit of God spoke to him, said, now watch him. From this point, his ministry will go down. And he said, sure enough, it did. He just went down, down, until, you know, he just wasn't used, wasn't called on him. Pride goes before a fall and destruction. And God's not going to share his glory, because it'd be a lie. Do you understand why he can't share his glory with you? It'd be a lie. For him to act like you did it would be a lie. He can't do that. He can't be a partner to a lie. And if you or I are so deceived that we don't know, we think it was us who did it when it was him, then he can't continue to use us. We become unusable. Now this ties in with what we've been looking at on Sunday. Do you remember we talked about Numbers 12:3? Now the man Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth and also the most used man of God in his generation. Why? Because he knew it wasn't him doing it. And after all the signs and wonders in Egypt, he still knew it wasn't him. So God kept using him, right? Oh, thank God. Because he resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. Tell me again two things the Holy Ghost does when he moves. He manifests the Word. He magnifies and glorifies Jesus. Go to Romans 15, please. And the Lord's helping us tonight. Romans 15. Now remember in the early part of this series, we saw that a key to the move of the Spirit is environment. Remember that? And one of the environments that we noticed was when people were in unity. Remember that? Again and again, the book of Acts, they were in one place, one mind, one accord, Spirit of God comes, moves. But I think sometimes we didn't stop to ask the question, okay, they were in one mind. About what? About one mind, well, what was the combined mind on? Did you know, how many remember Jesus talked about if any two of you would agree as touching anything they ask, it'd be done by the Father? Well, that word is, we get our word symphony from it, symphoneo. And it means an agreement. Instead of hitting the wrong chord, it's like when these instruments up here hit the same chord. And there's harmony and there's unity. They're one sound. And so you could see that he's not talking about people just saying the same thing. They're in agreement. They are together on this. Right? I mean, you can pray a prayer and say the same words, but not be believing for the same thing. But when you are, then you're in agreement. Did you know you can do that in a wrong thing? You know, the Bible said Ananias and Sapphira did that And you know, Ananias fell dead when he lied to the men of God and to the Holy Ghost. And when his wife came in, Sapphira, the Spirit of God said through Peter, how is it that you have agreed together? That's the same word that's used. And Jesus talking about if any two of you agree. But they had agreed together in a bad thing. They were combined and unified in an evil thing. And she fell dead too. How many know it would have been a different deal if when she'd have showed up, she'd have said something different?
Yeah.
What if she'd have repented and said, no, that's not right. But they agreed in the evil thing. Now, Romans 15, are you here? One mind, one accord. But listen to this. This is what the one mind was on. Romans 15, 5. Now, the God of patience. Everybody say, like father.
Like child.
How about you? Are you the son of patience? The daughter of patience? Man, I'm getting looks all over the crowd like, Brother Keith, that's my weak area. Don't say that again, not one more time. Because when your patience quits, that's also when your faith ends. Do you know that? That's another sermon. But don't say that again. Patience is not about how you feel. Patience is about controlling yourself when you feel like giving up or quitting. And every time you get an opportunity, exercise. You have to check out stand. People are taking too long. You're in traffic. People are taking too long. And your flesh wants to, you get hyper and act up. That's when you go, time to exercise. You sit there, and your flesh is wanting to jump up and down. And you say, you just sit right here and you be quiet. And we're going to stretch and exercise. We're going to sing a little slow song right now. I'm so patient. Yes, I am. I'm so patient. Yes, I am. Now, you got to do this when your flesh is going, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I got stuff to do. I got places to go. I'm late. I'm late.
That's right.
You know, it shouldn't be a surprise if people say for 20 years, I have no patience. I'm sorry. That's one of my weaknesses. I don't have any patience. Yeah, everybody knows that. And they wish you'd quit saying that and begin to exercise it so it would grow and develop.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me